行为的是纪念我。
Good afternoon, everyone.
大家午安。
So glad to be able to worship with you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
就今天这个主日的这个天气非常好，所以很高兴可以在这里和大家一起来敬拜。
Well, you know, summer is upon us, and my observation is that it's as if the entire city, this Northwest, all of us woke up from a long nap.
所以大家也知道说这个夏天已经正式的来了，所以呢，我就看见在我们这个西北部呢，好像一下子所有的东西就都又开始充满了活力了。
And we do the things that we've been waiting to do all year. We go hiking, we go on trips, we plan all kinds of activities.
所以我们就开始说，我们就等了差不多大半年了，对吧？开始就做各种各样的户外的活动，比如说去爬山啦，去这个去旅行啊，就所有的这些活动我们都正在进行。
We tell our out of town guests.To visit, this is the best time to visit. This is the most beautiful and festive time in the Northwest.
所以我们对那些不住在西雅图的城市的这些朋友们，就跟他们说，就邀请他们过来探望我们，跟他们说，这是我们这里一年里面最好的时间。
I want to remind us though that as much as we're going to enjoy the summer, let's not forget that God has sent us here on a mission.
但是呢，我想说也提醒一下我们自己各位，就是这个在这么美好的一年的时间里面，大家不要忘记说，其实神给了我们一个很大的使命。
And that summer could just be the perfect time for us to share Christ's love with others.
所以这个夏天可能就是一年里面最好的时间，我们可以去跟别人一起来分享耶稣给我们的爱。
Look at John 17:18, Jesus.He was about to go to the cross, and he prayed this prayer, verse 18. As you send me into the world, so I have sent them into the world.
我们一起来看一下约翰福音的17:18。耶稣正准备要走向十字架，他这样祷告：你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Do you see how Jesus, he was sent by God on a mission?He realized that, and he was always so focused on that mission.
所以大家有没有看见，耶稣其实他因为神差遣他执行了一个使命，所以他是完完全全的专注于这个使命。
One time, Jesus was ministering to somebody, and his disciples came and saw him and say, "Rabbi, have you had anything to eat yet?"
那有一次呢，耶稣正在侍奉一个人。这时候他的门徒看见他了，过来问说，哎，拉比，你有吃任何东西了吗？
Look at Jesus' reply, John chapter 4, My food is to do the work of him who sent me.
那耶稣的回答是这样子的，耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
Jesus was always so focused and intentional, and he was carrying out the mission that God has sent him to do.
那耶稣一直都是非常的专注，而且呢，很有意识的去执行神派他来完成的那个使命。
And Jesus said, "Just as I was sent by God, I am sending you to this same mission."
所以耶稣说，神怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
And today we're going to look at a passage where we see Jesus in action, carrying out his mission on earth.
那今天我们就在学习啊，经文在经文里面，我们要看一下耶稣怎么样是用实际的行动去执行神差遣他的使命。
Matthew 9:35-38. I would like us to read first time in English and then second time in Chinese.
马可福音的9:35-38，我们一起呢，第一次先用英文读一遍，第二次再用中文读一遍。
Verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages.Teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
我们一起再用中文再念一遍。 马太福音九章三十五节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
May God bless reading of his word.
我们今天一起来读神的话语，叫求神祝福我们。
So what we read was a summary of Jesus, his ministry, how he went to cities and villages and he preached, he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom.
我们在35节读到的其实是概括了耶稣他的所有的这个行动啊，我们看到他就走遍了这个各乡各城，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音。
Now let's put ourselves in that situation. Back in those days, there was no cars, there was no light rail, there was no bikes. So everywhere they went, they walked.
所以我们可以把自己尝试放到当年的那个时间里面了，可以想象到那时候没有汽车，也没有轻轨，更没有自行车。所以去哪里都得要步行。
Jesus walked throughout all the cities and all the villages.
耶稣是走遍了各城各乡。
Here's a question for you. It's a good question. How many miles did Jesus walk in his ministry on earth?
所以这里我可以问大家一个问题，是一个挺好的问题。耶稣当时在做这个服事的时候，他总共走了多少里路？
Scholars actually went through the Bible and retraced the steps of Jesus, and this is what they came up with: 3,125 miles.
那圣经学者实际上他们是研读了圣经，而且呢追溯了耶稣的当年的足迹。他们算了一下耶稣到底走了多少里路，算出来是走了3,125英里。
You know, at the end of my day, when I reached 10,000 steps, my Fitbit goes wild. It celebrates for me.
所以我手上带了一个 Fitbit。如果说哪一天我走了一万步的时候，我手上这个 Fitbit 就会给我庆祝了，又给我放这个烟火啊，给我庆祝。
Imagine Jesus' Fitbit at the end of every day, how it goes wild, how it celebrates. But Jesus was not trying to get in his steps, right? He was not exercising.
对，耶稣如果当年他手上带了一个这样的 Fitbit 的时候，你想每一天他走这么多的路的时候，他手上那个 Fitbit 可能都每一天都给他庆祝。当然耶稣当时并不是为了去锻炼身体，去赚他的这个步数。
He was ministering, right? He was carrying out his mission on the earth.
他当时正在服侍，他正在这个关怀啊，他那些人。
Another question, how many people did Jesus reachin his ministry on earth?
另外一个问题，那当年耶稣在传道的时候，他到当时接触了多少人？
Now, historians, they tell us that there were about 200 towns in the villages in the Galilean region.
那历史学家呢，有告诉我们说，当年在加利利地区呢，大概呢，在所有的城镇里面，大概有200多个乡。
And each village has the average of 15,000 people.
大概每一个乡大概就平均大概有15,000人。
So you put those numbers together, the answer is 3 million people Jesus reached.
我们简单算一下的时候呢，大概当年耶稣接触人大概有300多万。
Now just think about all those numbers, how Jesus one by one, right? He reached these people, carrying out his ministry, caring for them.
大家可以想象，真是耶稣当时是每一个村庄、每一个城镇这样走，就每一个人去这样服侍，那就是为了执行神派他的使命。
I believe Jesus wants to encourage us today. How can we be more like Him as we carry out our mission on earth as well?
那当我们真的是在这个属世上去执行神给我们的使命的时候，我相信耶稣想鼓励我们。让我们努力地像他那样去服侍别人。
I believe Jesus wants to encourage us in three things. Number one, to see what he sees.
我相信呢，耶稣呢，希望我们 能够做三件事情，第一件就看见他所看见的。
Secondly, to feel what he feels.
第二是能够感受他能感受的。
And to serve like the way he served.
第三点就如他一样去服侍。
Let's look at the first, seeing what Jesus sees.
那第一点就是看见耶稣所看见的。
Verse 36 tells us, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
那第一点就是看见耶稣所看见的。我们看一下36节的经文，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
When he saw the crowds, he was moved in his heart.
当他看见这个人群的时候，其实他心里是非常的感动。
Well, that's strange because we all see people every day, but we're not moved.
那是不是有点奇怪？因为我们每一天都看见很多人，但是我们的心却没有感动。
But here it tells us it's because Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he saw them as people who were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
那是因为当耶稣看见人们的时候，他看见他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
The word harassed here could also be translated as beaten up, that they were oppressed and that they were tormented.
那这个英文这个词，或者我们中文困苦流离，也可以翻译成就是被压迫啊，被殴打，就是啊被折磨。
Jesus, when he saw these people, he saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣看见这些人的时候，他就好像看见了就没有牧人的羊群一样。
Now, the experts, they tell us that sheep are extremely vulnerable.
那专家有告诉我们呢，羊，绵羊呢，其实是非常的脆弱的。
That they have no sense of direction, they would not know where to go.
他们也没有方向感，所以根本不知道要往哪里去。
They cannot take care of themselves.
他们自己没有办法照顾自己。
Their only hope is their shepherd.
他们的唯一的希望就是他们的牧人。
Because they are always so vulnerable and helpless.
因为呢，他们都是一直都是非常的脆弱，非常的无助。
And all these descriptions are our spiritual condition apart from Christ.
那当然。这些所有的这些词语，其实刚刚好就描述了我们的，如果我们没有耶稣的话，我们的属灵状况就是会这样子。
And that's what Jesus saw when he saw them. He saw their spiritual condition.
所以呢，这就是耶稣所看见的。耶稣看见人们的时候，他看见的是他们的属灵的状况。
My friends, let's be reminded that as we see people every day.We have to realize that what we see is not always what we get.
所以各位朋友，我想说也，我们也提醒一下大家，我们每一天看到很多人看到别人的时候，他们的外表不一定是真正的他们的内里是怎么样。
Would you be surprised if I told you that people may act like they're confident, they know what they're doing, but in reality,They are very insecure on the inside.
如果跟大家这样讲，估计大家不会觉得太惊讶。比如说，你看见有人其实外表很有自信，好像知道他们要在做什么，实际上他们内里其实很没有安全感。
That they're always smiling and happy on the outside, but they are truly hurting on the inside.
比如说，他们外表其实总是笑容满面，很开心，其实内心里面却是真的受着伤害。
And that there are people out there that act like everything is under control when in reality they are this close to a nervous breakdown.
或者有人其实在外表看起来觉得他们在一切他们都掌控得很好，实际上他内心都已经接近了这个神经的崩溃。
In reality, that's people's spiritual condition apart from Christ. They may seem like they're well on the outside, but inside they're dying spiritually.
所以真的是在我们的真实的这个生活里面，很多人外表看起来是过得这个很好的，实际上如果他们远离了耶稣的话，他们在属灵上可能已经慢慢在死去。
And if we want to be effective, if we want to carry out our mission, we need to learn to see people the way Jesus sees people.
然后我说我们在执行神给我们的大使命的时候， 我们要变得真的很有效的话，我们就要学习怎么样看见这些人他们的心里的无助。
I would like us to enjoy a song at this moment called People Need the Lord.
那有一首歌我想希望大家一起来听，就是这首歌的名字叫做人们需要主。
And let this song remind us of the spiritual condition of the hearts of the people in this world.
那我们希望用这首歌来提醒我们真的是这个属世上人们真的每一天他们的属灵状况是什么样的。
Amen. People need the Lord. Amen.
人们需要主。
I love the words at the beginning of this song. It says, "On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus cares."
我特别喜欢就是这个这首歌一开始一部分的歌词，人生路程极艰难，整日心恐惧，欢笑掩饰心哭泣，耶稣能医治。
Yes, their laughter. They're laughing on the outside, but they are crying on the inside. They are sheep without shepherd.
所以很多人可能是真的是外面真的是蛮有笑容，但是在内心里面却是在哭泣。他们就是没有牧人的羊群。
If we want to carry out God's mission for us on this earth, we must learn to see people the way God sees people.
如果说我们在这个世上当我们去真的执行这个大使命的时候，我们真的就是要能够学会像耶稣一样去看见别人。
Secondly, we must learn to feel what Jesus feels.
那第二点，我们要学习去感受到耶稣能感受的。
When Jesus saw the crowd, it tells us here that he was filled with compassion for them.
那经文在这里告诉我们耶稣看见许多人的时候就怜悯他们。
So right here, Jesus moves from seeing now to feeling.
那就在这里，耶稣呢，从他看见了人们的时候，这时候他开始感受到他们的困苦。
Now scholars tell us the word compassion here is so rich that there is no one single word, English word, that could adequately describe this rich word.
那怜悯这个词是太丰富了，所以圣经学者有告诉我们说，在英文里面都没有办法用一个单词来描述怜悯这个词。
It has the idea of a gut reaction that impacts a person to their core.
那这时候他们说这个词讲的是说能够影响到一个人内心的这样一个本能的反应。
And that this word is used in the Bible mostly to describe God.
那在圣经里面经文里面怜悯这个词大部分时间用来就是描述我们的神。
For example, in Luke chapter 15, it's the same word that's used to describe the father of the prodigal son.
那在这个路加福音的十五章里面呢，这里就用了这个英文是同一个词，我们中文可能是另外一个词，就用了这个词来描述这个父亲对他的浪子的感受。
This verse tells us, but while he was still a long way off, the father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And what did he do? The father ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
那十五章二十节讲的是当浪子回来的时候。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
See, that's the love of our Heavenly Father for all of us.
那这个就是我们的天父对我们所有每一个他的子民的爱。
Let's look at a few verses that reminds us of God's great love for us.
我们看一下几个经文，这个经文呢提醒了我们神对我们的爱。
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, what did he do? He gave his one and only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音的三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Next verse, John chapter 15, greater love has no one than this, that Jesus gave his life for his friends.
十五章十三节，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
It's because we've been loved by God's great love. We can love others with that same love as well.
因为神他爱着我们，我们有了神给我们的爱，所以我们也可以用同样的方式去爱别人。
So often, if we do not love others with God's love,we will always fall short.
很多时候，如果我们没有这种神的爱，用这种爱去爱别人的话，很多时候我们就没有办法去服侍。
Let me read you a biography of Mary Read, a missionary who served the lepers in India with God's compassion.
那我可以给大家分享一段，就是玛丽·里德传里面的一些这个文字这句子。
Mary Read, born in Ohio in 1858.
玛丽·里德1858年出生于俄亥俄州。
Hearing about the plight of lepers in India, she decided to do what she could do to alleviate their distressed situation and share with them the good news of God's love.
她听说了印度麻风病人的困境后，决定尽自己所能去缓解他们困难的处境，并与他们分享神的爱的好消息。
So she went and served the lepers in a city where the conditions were incredibly difficult.
她就去了一个条件难以形容的城市，去服侍麻风病人。
After 8 years of compassionate labor, she suffered a physical breakdown and was sent back to America to recuperate.
经过八年的那个充满了怜悯的服侍之后，她身体就崩溃了，所以被送回了美国休养。
After a while, she returned to India. This time, she came across a tragic group of 500 lepers existing by themselves with no human agency concerned about their misery.
过了一段时间之后，她又回到了印度。这一次，她遇到了一个由500多名麻风病人组成的一个悲惨的群体，他们独自的生存，没有任何人类的机构关心他们。
Mary served them with intensity until she collapsed again and had to be sent back to America the second time.
玛丽这时候就服侍他们，用竭尽所能去服侍他们，直到她身体再次的崩溃，又第二次被送回了美国。
The sad news was that this time she herself contracted leprosy.
不幸的消息是，这一次她自己也感染了麻风病。
Rather than being horrified, she saw this as God's gift, as an answer to her prayer that somehow she might be able to go back to serve the lepers in India.
她自己却没有感到震惊，她只反而将这个视为神给她的一个恩赐，这是她认为这是神对她的祷告的回应，她可以以某种的方式可以被允许回去，再次为这些麻风病人服侍。
When Mary returned to India, the lepers were astonished by her return.
当玛丽再次回到印度的时候，那里的麻风病人对她的回来感到非常的惊讶。
But she told them, "I have been called by God to come and help you."
她对这些麻风病人说：“神呼召我来帮助你们。”
And there she remained.As God's agent of Christ-like compassion, providing healing, help, and hope to the utterly hopeless outcasts.
在那里，玛丽就是一直作为神还有基督怜悯的代理人，为那些完全绝望的被遗弃的人提供治疗、帮助和希望。
Her biography ended with these words: For 53 years, she lived and served in India.Dying there in 1943.
他的传记呢，最后是这样结束的。他在印度生活还有服侍了53年，1943年在那里去世。
What a powerful example of someone who was filled with God's compassion and served others with the compassion of God.
那这是一个多么强有力的例子！这是一个。充满了神给他的怜悯的人，又以同样的怜悯去服侍别人。
May God help us that we would feel that compassion that God has for the people around us as well.
那我希望我们也能够去感受到神给我们的这个怜悯，也用同样的怜悯去对待别人。
Lastly, Jesus wants us to serve like He served.
那最后一点，耶稣希望我们能像他一样来服侍。
As Jesus carried out his mission, look at chapter 10, verse 1, and he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them the authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction.
当耶稣在执行他的使命的时候，我们看一下，马太福音的十章一节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
And then after that, in Luke chapter 10, verse 1, it tells us, after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go.
那在路加福音的第十章中，这事以后，主又设立70个人，差遣他们两个两个的，在他前面往自己要所去的各城市、各地方去。
See, it's always the plan of Jesus to send his people to do what he would do.
耶稣的计划一直都是这样子，就差遣他的门徒去做他要做的使命。
Verse 37, it says, Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
37节的经文，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去，收他的庄稼。
Harvest time is a time to celebrate.
那通常收割这个时间是一个庆祝的时间。
But when we read about harvest in the Bible, now this is very interesting, it's not always positive.
那当时呢，这是非常有趣的。当我们在圣经里面读这个收获时间的时候呢，它却不是只是正面的。
Look at this verse, Joel 3:13. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness.
约珥书的3:13，开镰吧，因为庄稼熟了。践踏吧，因为酒帐满了，酒池盈溢，因为他们的罪恶甚大。
What is it talking about? It's talking about the harvest time is also judgment time.
这里所说的是收割的时间，同时也是审判日的到来。
Let's look at another passage about harvest. Matthew 13:30. Jesus said, "Let both grow together." Until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.
我们再读一下另外一个耶稣谈论到收割的这个经文，马太福音的13:30，容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说。先将麦子薅出来，捆成捆，留着烧；唯有麦子要收在仓里。
Harvest time is here, but harvest time is not always good news. Harvest time is also judgment time.
收割的时候已经到了，但是呢，这个收割，不光光只是好消息，因为那同时也是这个审判日。
No wonder when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was stirred with compassion as if he was punched in the gut.
所以就很难怪，当耶稣看见人们的时候，他其实也是很悲怜的，因为就像他自己真的是被人打了一拳一样。
The reality that some of these people would spend eternity apart from the Heavenly Father, that fact grieved him. And bother him.
因为有一个事实就是说，这里的有一些人以后将永永远远的不能和天父在一起。这个事实让耶稣感到非常的悲伤，也困扰着他。
And that possibility, that same in our lives, people in our circle, our family, our work, our church would spend eternity apart from God, and that should bother us as well.
同样的，在我们的生活里面呢，这个事实在我们的圈子啊，在我们的家庭，在我们的工作，在我们的教会里面，甚至在我们团契里面，可能有一些人，他们可能以后永永远远的 啊，不能和神在一起。这个事实同样应该也困扰着我们。
That's why verse 38, when Jesus says, "Send them into the harvest," the word "send" means to thrust out.
所以，当我们看到这个经文里面讲到的这个打发或者差遣的时候，这个词的意思其实是推出去的意思。
It's imagery of urgency and intensity.
因为这里呢，这个词是充满了这个紧迫性，还有真的是非常高的强度。
Lastly, look at verse 37. Here, Jesus says, "Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest."
我们最后看一下38章的经文。所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Now, notice here that Jesus wants us to pray during harvest time.
所以大家有没有注意到，耶稣想我们在这个收割的时间要去祷告。
But not just pray. Pray for the laborers. Pray for the church.
那不光光是祷告，我是要我们为着这些打发出去的工人祷告，我们要为教会祷告。
See, there is no risk in praying for the crowd, for the lost, because there's no risk involved.
当我们为这个人群，就是那些迷失的人祷告的时候，这里是没有任何的风险的。
But when you start praying for the church, for ourselves, then we are opening the risk of becoming the answer that we are praying for.
那当时当我们开始为教会祷告的时候，我们就打开了我们的心房，这时候我们就会有风险，因为我们就会可能就要变成说我们要祷告的那个回答。
And that's what we need to pray. That's why, Lord Jesus, you have called us to be the light of this world.
所以我们要祷告，因为耶稣已经呼召我们要成为这个世上的光。
And I love the fact that this church's name is called True Light.
我特别喜欢是这个咱们这个教会的名字就叫做真光教会。
And indeed, help us, may God help us to be the true light.
所以真的是求神帮助我们成为这个世界的光。
That we can be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ.
我们也可以成为耶稣的手和脚。
And that we can be the salt and the light of this world.
我们也可以成为这世上的盐和光。
Because that's our calling. That's our mission that God has left for us here on earth to do.
那这个就是神对我们的呼召，也是神要我们在这世上要做的使命。
May all of us rise up and be the laborers that God is looking for.
所以愿我们每一个人都可以起来做神要我们在世上做的工人。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for reminding us once again, Lord, that we are true light of this world.
亲爱的天父，感谢你再次的提醒我们，我们是这世上的真光。
Help us not to hide that light.
帮助我们不要去隐藏那光。
Help us to step up and allow you to shine in and through us.
那帮助我们可以站出来去用你真的是借着我们去照亮这世界。
Remind us that there is no time to waste.
也求你提醒我们时间已经不多了。
This is harvest time, and we are to step up for your purpose and for your glory.
这个就是收割的时间，我们真的要站出来，我们要为着主你的荣耀，我们去服事。
May you help us to truly be that true light that this world desperately needs.
求你帮助我们成为这世上那真的是很需要的那个真光。
May people see the light and they can be pointed to you.
也让人们可以看见的光，让他们我们可以把他们指向神。
May they see our good deeds and praise you, our heavenly Father in heaven.
让他们在我们身上看见神所做的各样的好事，让他们把荣耀归给神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.